The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Last week, we reported on how hard COVID-19 has hit Ecuador. The country is widely regarded as the pandemic's epicenter in Latin America and the Caribbean. The world has seen awful images of rows of corpses lying unburied in Ecuador's port city of Guayaquil. But Ecuador is starting to climb back now. In the past week, its official growth curve of COVID-19 cases has begun to flatten. Dr. Juan Carlos Zeballos is Ecuador's new health minister. President Lenin Moreno appointed him in late March to get control of the mushrooming crisis there. Zeballos once taught at Florida International University. He spoke to me by Skype from Quito. Dr. Zeballos, thank you for talking with us.
It is a pleasure.
What are the strongest signs you see that Ecuador's COVID-19 pandemic emergency is beginning to improve?
There are several indicators. One, the number of deaths is coming down, specifically in the city of Guayaquil that was hit very hard. The second is the number of emergency requests, admissions to the hospitals is another. Also, the transmission rate, all of them are down, specifically in Guayaquil.
The mayor of Guayaquil described the pandemic as a Hiroshima bomb falling on her city. How would you describe what you saw there?
Horrifying. When I came as the minister, I moved to the city. The whole Minister of Public Health was moved there. And it was terrifying, the number of dead people, the corpses, the number of people seeking aid at the hospitals, all the hospitals full.
A lot of people died in their homes, especially at the beginning. But I remember a woman that was living in the United States. She was living in Miami, and her father died in a hospital in Guayaquil. And she didn't have any relatives in Guayaquil specifically. And the rest of the family was living out in the country. But they couldn't go to Guayaquil because there's a lockdown between cities here. And nobody would claim the body. So the suffering of that woman, not being able to bury the father, was very shocking.
What was the pressure like for you taking on this role as health minister at such a life or death moment for the country?
It was very hard at the beginning, but we had a plan. You know, I was trained at the CDC. And
you mean the Centers for Disease Control in the United States?
That is correct. And that helped me to implement a plan of rapid hiring of people, physicians and nurses and so on, an improvement of the hospitals and of intensive care units, and start importing all the tests possible in order to identify cases and vulnerable populations. With that plan, we contained a lot of the spread of the virus.
Guayaquil officials and the New York Times estimate COVID-19 has killed 10 times more people in Ecuador than what the government is officially reporting. Whose numbers should we trust?
We have compared the number of people that died in the same month in previous years. And in 2020, there is an excess of around 7,000, and is attributable to the coronavirus. But we want to do a better classification of that.
You're an epidemiologist, and most of your colleagues believe Ecuador's emergency was caused largely by infected Ecuadorians returning home from Europe. Because of those images from Guayaquil, there is an assumption that the country was not prepared for this pandemic. Are the criticisms fair?
It is absolutely unfair. I mean, if you see New York or Madrid or Wuhan, it was exactly the same thing. Even a very strong health system cannot contain a very tragic situation. The cost of masks and tests and all the protective equipment, it has been a nightmare because we have to compete with many other countries that are in exactly the same situation. The Ecuadorian government implemented lockdown measures very early on, but unfortunately, the people did not care for the lockdown and just went out in social events and everything. And that really took a toll on the transmission rate, and a lot of people got infected.
And you were a medical professor here at FIU. When you see those images of Americans protesting the stay-at-home rules here, what's your advice to them?
Completely wrong. Don't do it. It is too risky. This is a very contagious virus. It's going to kill a lot of people. The U.S. is now at the top of the death toll in the world.
Well, thank you, Dr. Zeballos.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Dr. Juan Carlos Zeballos is Ecuador's health minister. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.